Hallelujah. Today's scripture reading is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. The title is, If We Hear God's Word and Do It, the part 3. If We Hear God's Word and Do It, part 3. I'd like to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. Now it shall be, if you will diligently obey the Lord your God, being carefully to do all his commandments which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you will obey the Lord your God. This is the word of God. Hallelujah. Last time we saw through the scripture that faith begins by hearing and keeping God's word and leads to voluntarily obeying it by humbling our heart in response to what we have received. Today we will look at the path from the obedience to actions. What we need to realize, obviously, is that while we seem to do everything from ourselves, we must not forget for a moment that it is entirely the gift of God that moves our heart and bodies because grace moves us. The end of faith is the salvation of our souls, which means that once we begin with faith, we must move on to obedience and then to action in order to reach our goal, which is salvation. According to the 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9, the obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your soul. Amen. We have often seen both in scripture and in our surroundings the people who respond to God's call but fail to respond in faith, stopping halfway. Likewise, we have seen many who respond in faith but did not follow through in obedience and thus also stopped midway too. We've also seen people turn away from the Lord's command to do something right in front of their eyes to receive the eternal life God offers through faith and the Word. Now, it is imperative that we do not follow in their footsteps, but that we become all the sons of God who are praised, honored, and glorified by God the Father and receive the kingdom of God as our inheritance by having our faith and obedience recognized and our works approved before the Father for the entire course of our salvations. Today, I would like to take a lesson from the Israelites who were called by God but ultimately failed to enter the land of Canaan due to their inability to perform. The Israelite slavery in Egypt vividly illustrates the path of all humanity after Adam's fall. Believing that the fallen world is all there is and heading toward eternal death. Yet by God's gracious interventions, his divine calling, they were brought to the beginning of the journey of faith. To a people who neither knew nor believed in God, he sent Moses as his representative and led them out by his own hands. To make them worthy to inherit the kingdom of God, the God placed them in the wilderness, a training ground for faith, a place where there was nothing they could do. They could only eat, clothe themselves, and go on their way to Canaan by God's provisions. It was a training process to get them to look to God alone. Nevertheless, they not only refused to listen to God, but they blamed God, complained against God, and even tested God more than 10 times. you can find at the Numbers 14 verse 22. I like to read. Surely all the men who have seen my glory and my signs, which I performed in the Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not listened to my voice. And the Bible testified that they even longed for the life they had left behind, and their heart were always turned toward Egypt. You can find at the Act chapter 7 verse 39. Does it not know our heart, our mouth, and our eyes, and all that we do? If we have faith, our faith must be visible to God in order to be saved. When Jesus healed the sickness, all grants of which he looked to see if we have faith in him and his word. Let's look at the Luke chapter 17, verse 19. I like to read. And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. I like to give you another one. Act chapter 14, verse 9. This man was listening to Paul as he spoke, who, when he had fixed his gaze upon him and had seen that he had faith to be made well. Amen. Not only that, but he checks if it is the faith that loved him. As I mentioned the last times, even if we hear God's word and believe it, if the works of faith doesn't happen, it is because we don't have a heart that loves God. According to the Galatians chapter 5, verse 6, the scripture says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision means anything but faith walking through love. Faith walking through love. Therefore, we must prove that our faith is alive by our works. Let's look at the James chapter 2, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. So we should always examine ourselves to see if our faith is alive, which is why the Bible tells us that if we have faith, we will prove that it is genuine when we demonstrate it with works. I give you another one, James chapter 2, verse 18. Scripture says, but someone may well say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without the works, and I will show you my faith by my works. If I come to church and realize in my conscience through the word that I am not trusting God properly, I should repent and give thanks, but instead I hear God's word as a reproach. Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10, that the talk about the stuff, the things. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ears are closed, and they cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord has become reproach to them. They have no delight in it. If one sit in God's praise and judge others, how can the word they hear become grace to them? Why does the word we hear not benefit us? Let's look at the Proverbs chapter 1, verse 30 to 31. The Bible said, they would not accept my counsel. They spurned all my reproof. So they shall eat of the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices. But the end of those who eat the fruit of their own labor and are satisfied with the things they have devised in destructions. But we have to be remembered that according to the Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. The 40 years of wilderness training for the Israelites was intended to lead them to respond to all of God's command in faith. However, it ultimately revealed their failure to trust in God's word and his covenant. Even though they witnessed all of God's glory, miracle, and sign, and wonders, they still did not believe his word. As a result, they sinned against God, rebelled against him, and put him to the test. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 78, verse 17 to 19. This is a very important verse. Psalms chapter 78, verse 17 to 19. I'd like to read. Yet they still continue to sin against him, to rebel against the Most High in the desert. And in their heart they put God to the test by asking food according to their desire. Then they spoke against God. They say, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? In short, they did not believe God and doubt all his works. And one more time, is that the scripture said how to the Israelite that has a mind, what kind of mind they have. I like to read the Psalm chapter 78, verse 32 to 33. In spite of all these, they still sin and did not believe in his wonderful works. So he brought their days to an end in futility and their years in sudden terror. When they began to die by the brook of Zered, they finally sought God and returned to him, pleading for their lives. Yet even that proved to be false, as it was revealed to be insincere. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 78, verse 33 to 37. I like to read, but they deceived him with their mouth and lied to him with their tongue. For their heart was not steadfast toward him, nor were they faithful in his covenant. How frightening is this? By not truly repenting until the moment of their death, they were wiped out in the wilderness. That's why the Bible warns us about them even now. Let's look at the 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Scripture said, now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come. The writer of Hebrew also gives us a warning of what will happen to us if the word we hear is not combined with our faith. Let's look at the Hebrew chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. I like to read, therefore let us fear lest the while of promise remain of entering his rest. Any one of you should seem to have come short of it. For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also, but the word they heard did not profit them, because it was not united by faith in those who heard. Therefore, even now, God is earnestly speaking to us, urging us not to harden our heart or cling to stubbornness, but to realize how blessed we are to still have opportunity to repent through his word. He longs for us to obey His word so that we may enter the rest He gives. I'd like to give you the scripture, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. Since, therefore, it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of disobedience. He again fixes a certain day, today, saying, through David, after so long time, just as has been said before, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. How deeply must God have been grieved that even now He continued to say, today is the day of salvation, now is the time of God's favor, pleading with us not to miss this opportunity. You can find that at the 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. He says, at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I have you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Their face was a fleshly face. It was emotional, material, and focused solely on their own benefit. They betrayed God in their failure to love Him and joyfully obey His command. Remarkably, unlike the Israelites who wandered for 40 years in the wilderness and failed to truly trust in God's glory, word, and miracles, Rahab, a Gentile prostitute, just heard the news of Israel's God. She believed in Him, and by acting on the faith, was saved. The scripture testimony about the faith and the actions. I'd like to give the two scriptures. The one is the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, and second one is the James chapter 2, verse 25. I'd like to read the Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. By faith, Rahab the harlot did not perish along with those who were disobedient after she had welcomed the spies in peace. And her faith was demonstrated through her actions, and she was included in the genealogy of Jesus. Let's look at the James chapter 2, verse 25. And in the same way, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by the works when she received messengers and sent them out by another way? What on earth happened to her? Rahab was a Canaanite, a woman of the lowest social status, considered by the society to be a sinner, a prostitute, harlot. Yet, when Joshua sent two spies to Jericho to gather information, they came to the house of Rahab. Remarkably, Rahab welcomed them in peace. The original language tells us that she helped them as if they were on her side. You can find that in Hebrews 11, verse 31. This means that although she was a Canaanite woman, she betrayed the king of Jericho and became one of the Israelites and welcomed them. She was able to do this because she had heard rumors and had detailed knowledge of the miracle of Israel's exodus and the defeat of the two Amorite kings, Sihon and Og. You can see that the Joshua chapter 2, verse 8 to 11. Shockingly, she used God's promise to give the land of Canaan to Israel as tangible evidence of her faith. I'd like to read the Joshua chapter 2, verse 9, and said to the man, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and they all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. This covenant, I mean, that I know that Lord has given you the land, the Canaan. This covenant was the covenant that God has promised to Abraham through the covenant of the torch and the covenant of circumcision. She knew and was fully assured of the covenant with God. Rahab, confession of faith must have astonished the spies of Israelite. Through the lips of a Canaanite woman, a prostitute, they confirmed the covenant promise that the land of Canaan would be given to the Israelite as an inheritance. She knew God accurately. In according to the Joshua chapter 2 verse 11, she confesses like that. As when we heard it, our heart melted and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. She was confessing that the God of Israel was the only God in heaven, earth, and the entire universe. She was convinced that the Canaanite gods were powerless idols, whereas the God of Israel was the living God who controlled all of history. The Canaanite and Jericho feared the God of Israel, but only Rahab understood God's plan of redemption. Furthermore, Rahab was not simply begging for her life, but wanted to be treated as a recipient of the mercy and the grace of the God of Israel. She is asked that from Joshua chapter 2, verse 12 to 13. I'll let you read. Now, therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's household and give me a place of truth, and spare my father and my mother and my brothers and my sister with all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death. The word of kindly, here is the Hebrew, is hesed, which is the word for mercy and grace from God. You can see that Exodus chapter 20, verse 6, the God said, but showing loving kindness to those who love me and keep my commandments. The loving kindness, that is hesed. Although she has not tasted God or seen his glory, she had been accepted by God's grace, and by acknowledging and confessing him, she was saved. Let's look at the Psalm chapter 10, verse 10. Is a God, scripture said, for which with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Amen. By faith, she plunged into the covenant of circumcision. Let's look at the Genesis chapter 17, verse 12. I'd like to read, and every male among you who is 8 days old shall be circumcised throughout your generation. A servant who is born in the house or who is bought with money from any foreigner who is not of your descendant. And even as many as are made one in Jesus Christ. Let's look at the Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 to 29. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free man. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. Hallelujah. Her faith was certain. Someone reported to the king of Jericho that the two Israelite spies had entered her house. The king demanded that she hand them over. Let's look at the Joshua chapter 2, verse 2 to 3, and let it read. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, the men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to search out the land. And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, Bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house, for they have come to search out all the land. But she risked her life to hide the two spies and save their lives. This act was a demonstration of her faith shown through risking her life. God did not only acknowledge her faith, but also recognize that she showed true faith through her actions. I'd like to read one more time, James chapter 2, verse 25. And in the same way was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way. She went further by committing her life and her future to God. This is what true action in faith looks like. Have we entrusted all that we have, both our present and our future, to God? The Israelites believed in God first, but because of their disobedience, they did not follow through with their works, and they were destroyed. But Rahab heard the word right, and by God's grace, she believed and became an example of works. So is the Jesus said in the Mark chapter 10, verse 31, he says, But many who are first will be last, and the last first. Is fulfilled with the Israelite and to the Israelite and the Rahab. The Israelite saw God first but did not believe, but Rahab, who had not seen God but believed without seeing, was blessed with eternal life. So Jesus said also in the John chapter 20, verse 29, Jesus says to him, Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed. Faith is not something that is believed by seeing with the eyes or knowing with the mind. It is through the grace received from God that my heart must obey His word, and only then is it recognized as true faith. This is the evidence that we truly love God. At the end, repentance will not be possible. Those who do wrong will continue to do wrong, and those who are filthy will remain filthy. You can find at the Revelation chapter 22, verse 11. Let us not forget that even at the moment of death by the brook of Zereth, there were forced repentance and the heart was not changed. Let us all read the scripture together as we conclude. Please open your Bible. Please find out at the Hebrew chapter 3, verse 7 to 14. Hebrew chapter 3, 7 to 14. Let's read together. We start Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your heart as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. Well, your father tried me by testing me, and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brethren, lest there should be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart in falling away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.